happy fucking happy hour. Happy Lesbalooza, everybody. We're down one lesbian,
lesbian down.
We're down a carpet muncher, everybody. We're
not
down
under the desk.
All right. Dana Goldberg, comedian extraordinaire, here is here. The much requested Suzanne Westenhofer is fucking late.
Fucking late. Not just kind of late. She's fucking late.
Fucking late.
17 minutes already.
We left her a delightful voicemail, which we said, hey, carpet muncher.
She's on Gaylight Savings Time.
You said.
I said chlamydia. Where's chlamydia?
Your nickname for her is chlamydia.
I don't know why.
I was like, hey, clit licker, let's go. You're late for Lesbalooza.
Nothing. I said, how long are you going to be here? 3 minutes. It's been 45.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fucking bullshit LA excuse.
She lies all the time.
Oh, I'm in the, yeah, I'm 5 minutes.
She's five
just leaving
minutes.
Her house. I'm in the canyon. I can't hear you.
But I've had tequila, so everything's fine.
And this is Vanessa Rumbles, my new executive producer's very first happy hour.
Look how lovely. Wow.
And she's
I
still here.
Say that and not in a John kind of way.
She's
look
straight.
At that smile.
She's straight.
I don't care.
She's straight.
I mean, what I mean is I don't care her sexual orientation. Not, I'm going to.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. She's in your age range. She's, you know, like my
well,
fucking
she's
daughter,
also in your
so
age range, but yeah, like right at the bottom of it. Right at the bottom of your age range. I'm almost aged out of your age range.
I want you to fuck yourself in a really gay way.
Well.
But, you know, or we can wait for Suzanne and we'll all do it together.
No one knows me better than me. I'd be happy to fuck myself in a very gay way.
By the way, you'll be happy to know that she got the mic champagne open.
I did.
Because nice. She's just that kind of lesbian.
I am just that kind of soft.
So put a little muscle into it.
You loosen it.
I'm all femmed up. I'm like, I can't.
Not only were you femmed up, she grabbed a rubber glove from the sink thinking that was going to give her some grip.
Oh, you do it. I can't get it open.
Apparently you've worn off your fingerprints.
Oh, dear.
Make sure
doing what?
I don't
want to be identified
doing who?
For any crimes.
Apparently.
All right. All right. So Suzanne Westenhofer
come running in here.
We'll get here
point.
At some point. We will give her so much fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyone, but I'm sure they'll be tweeting about it for days.
She is the biggest whore I've ever known.
She
I just want to say that.
A funny whore. She is a funny
she
whore.
She is a funny, funny whore.
If you're going to be a whore.
Hard to say funnier or whorier.
Whorier.
A little bit of both. Like peanut butter in your chocolate. Peanut butter in your chocolate. You got my funny.
Ask
my
tall
funny
girl.
In your whore.
I bet tall girl will have an opinion whether she's funnier or whorier.
Vanessa, you're still here.
Wait, you never snort. Wait, Vanessa, you never snort during the regular show. What the hell was that?
That's my dad. My dad needs to
you're
snort.
You're channeling your father.
That's hot, right?
Oh, it is. Never wanted you more.
Okay, so Vanessa's all hyper. She comes from PBS and Tabitha Smiley and a bunch of shit.
And you were like, have a drink with us. And she said.
She goes, oh, no, I'm working.
I'm like, oh, someone just lost their job. Oh, I hear something.
That's a one demerit for you.
I hear something. I hear someone. I hear
it's
something.
It's a late lesbian.
It's a late lesbian liquor.
You know what? Do you have her jingle? She doesn't deserve it. But if we have it, I don't know. We probably don't.
What? The you are, hell.
Whatever. Whatever, chlamydia.
She
doesn't deserve to be jingled. She does not. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's right. She's been in P-Town lesbian.
Yeah. She smells good. All right.
Oh, she does.
Whatever. Thanks for coming late to the Click Club.
I know, right? That sucks. Hey, what? Are you a click?
At least she found the Click Club.
She's straight. Leave her alone. You missed that part. She's my new executive producer. She is straight.
11.
Oh, my God. You totally tried to do boob to boob. Stop it.
I love
it.
That you found the Click Club.
It's called a top hug. I just learned that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
what?
Sit down. Sit down. Sit
what's
down.
A bottom hug? A beaver?
No,
this. Oh, whoa, whoa, yeah, whoa, whoa.
Vanessa, okay, I'm so sorry. We were just getting to know hug. Vanessa, who is my
is that your
top,
voice?
If you go like this, apparently. Yeah, isn't that good?
Well, I okay. know you well can enough you to know that you've never done a top hug in your life.
Listen, whore, you've been close to penises. Just get on the microphone. Even though you're, okay.
All right. Hi. Okay. Hi. Sorry. I would like to teach everyone in Los Angeles what block the box means. It is not dirty.
Really? What does it mean?
Did you learn to drive in Manhattan? You
no.
don't block the box. You if it's traffic and there's a red light, you don't
right.
creep out into the next lane.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
You were.
They just need to know.
Do you need
were
an inhaler?
Were you grabbing pussy? Are you okay?
Are you blocking? Really hard to get here. It was almost 3 miles away.
I'm just glad
away.
You weren't injured in
yeah,
any way.
I know.
When
go
you
fuck
in.
Yourself. You live 3 miles away.
I know, but it
you've
was
been
like...
blocking boxes and grabbing pussy all the way here.
Oh,
mind the gap. Block
pussy.
Box.
That would have.
Okay. Are you just going to be like a
Hi.
Like a Corey
nope.
Feldman douchebag and leave your sunglasses on the whole time?
Oh. Not at all.
What a Hollywood
I, here's what I literally just thought.
Oh, hi,
it's
Suzanne.
It's so dark in here. Why is it so dark in here? I don't remember
she's
that from
pretty.
Before.
She's
I just
pretty.
Get out of this.
Pretty.
I'm tired.
That's what got made her pretty.
Hair,
can I come
pretty.
Over?
Did you,
yes, you,
did you go to Central Casting to get that plaid blouse before you came?
It's I did, actually. And it's weird because when you first look at it, you think, oh,
Lumberjack.
It must be, yeah.
Right. No, actually, I've looked at it a few times and I still feel like
yeah. It's like a test pattern. Yeah. No, it's great.
But it doesn't want to be.
It's fantastic.
It goes along with Obama giving us federal funding to start our farms in the red states to take over the middle.
And that is why I bought it.
There you go.
Dana just did some farming. You missed it. You missed it. She
did farm.
She picked an orange.
Gardening. Oh my God, I did. So
she picked an orange.
Stephanie has an. Well, I don't want to call it an orchard because it was a tiny Charlie Brown orange tree with one orange that was this fucking big. And she's like, you can use it. And I expected it to be like a little pulpy.
Right.
It's delicious and it's in my tequila.
Oh, because you guys are drinking.
Why aren't you?
You're too late for a drink, you fucking whore.
Man, it's harsh here. I was just in Provincetown where people are like, oh, are you gay? Take a picture with us.
Oh, are you gay?
They asked you, are you gay in
Were
Provincetown?
You not wearing that shirt?
And also, you're Suzanne Westenhofer?
I know. People recognize you walking across the street.
Wow.
This is one of those. There's 25 lesbians in Provincetown doing comedy.
Provincetown. Provincetown's different.
The tequila's starting to kick in. In Provincetown.
Province.
P-Town. This one doesn't have to fly. Everyone else is whoring themselves out because
everyone
knows who she is.
I didn't hear this for the last 13 days. Thank you.
Wait, you don't have to what? She
doesn't
have to what?
Hard time,
oh, my God. Every year since 92.
Well, that's actually a testament to the fact of how famous you are. You shouldn't be upset by it.
Wait. You don't have to do what?
You're in Provincetown and you're trying to get people into your shows.
Right.
It's like everybody. I don't care if you're Sandra Byrne. I don't care who you are.
Right.
You got to walk out in the street or pay somebody to walk out in the street.
Right. With flyers.
And you got to hand it and you go, hey, will you come to my show, please?
Right.
Hey, what are you doing? And here's what. It's been going on so long and people are so hip to it that they go, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I realized I was closer
Jesus,
I thought.
Jesus, Suzanne.
I know. They push you away and you're all just like out there and you're humiliated anyway.
Pumping your flyers.
Right. Uh-huh. And then they're going, I don't want it.
Well, it's because lesbians have a schedule.
Yankees suck.
They wake up, they go whale watching at 6 a.m.,
yep.
7 o'clock,
oh,
they
yeah,
have their breakfast.
It.
They can see a show at 2, they see a show at 3,
tail,
they see a show at 7,
lobster
and
roll.
That's it.
Okay, lesbians, stop talking over each other. Lesbalooza.
Well, you understand everything
I'm not that kind of lesbian.
Like I was so communicating with her. I felt very calm.
I heard everything.
I know, right?
I didn't think we would have oral problems, Vanessa, during this particular Lesbalooza
episode
of Happy
Hour.
You
really didn't?
But I think you did. I think you set it up.
You two chatty bulldogs will not shut the fuck up at the same time. Everybody one at a time.
She got complimented. I got insulted.
Oh. Now I'm all like, yes, right?
And I'm like, what?
All right, so Suzanne Westenhofer, what you're saying is you pack a room. You don't have to do your flyers because you are the patron saint of...
She's a room packer.
Split Liquors.
I do well in Provincetown.
Oh, she does.
Good. Well, good for you.
I would like to mention that I've had straight people there.
What?
There were a whole lot, actually, last weekend. And we were.
They thought they were going to
Provincetown.
Yeah. They were.
They were going to Providence. They were like, oh, took the wrong turn.
Recalculating
That's because
route.
I booked their vacation.
Right. Where do you want to go?
Providence?
Awesome.
Great.
All right. So,
okay. What are we talking about?
Her nickname for you is chlamydia. Listen,
I just threw something out because she called you a carpet licker.
A carpet muncher.
Who's calling who chlamydia?
Well, listen, here's the thing. We know that Dana is a five-star.
That's a bad thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm still here. Okay.
All right.
Dana is, as you know, a five-star lesbian, meaning she's, they're going to have sex. All right. Vanessa, listen, here's what I want to talk to you about.
If Tall Girl's watching this, she knows that one I love her and I'm afraid of her.
She doesn't know how to download this
podcast.
Not in front of the children.
No, she's going to help me sync my iCloud later is what she's going to do. Because I don't
know
how.
And I am
going to
help you when you get that first menstrual cycle thing.
Yes.
I'll totally talk you through it. No worries.
She's 31.
Oh,
leave
my
her
God.
Alone.
In whose nation?
Look at the smile.
She's women bleed. It's okay. All right, listen. We've covered that Dana Goldberg is a five-star lesbian, meaning she's never...
Gold star. Although
five-star. I like it.
Know, if you check my Yelp reviews, I'm totally a five-star lesbian.
I yelled the shit out of you.
That's what I was going to say. That's so weird. Don't...
Okay, I meant gold star. Okay, meaning
no, both
you never
fine.
Fucked a guy.
I have
Suzanne
never.
Westenhofer, I think we've covered, is a giant whore.
Cocktail hour, we're allowed to curse. I just realized you didn't get yelled at by you.
So you've never fucked a guy, I feel like, is very different than been fucked by a guy. Because if you've never fucked a guy, I feel like Suzanne put a strap on and it was like, take it up the ass.
Really? Oh, you've only fucked a guy with a strap on?
Well,
is that true? I don't understand how else you could
I'll
fuck
show you.
A guy if
it's
you're
a thing.
Female.
That you know, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You know how
this is going to be an after party?
No.
Hmm?
No. Like,
what?
They already have one. Like, they don't have to get one out of a drawer. Men. They have right. one naturally.
Did you see my face?
Let's just,
what?
Listen, yeah. for those of us that are new,
sorry.
Let's just review. So a man has never put his penis in you. No, you.
Oh, that's
you. No, you have.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
I had what is known as a successful handful of heterosexual years.
Right. Yes, she did, she did have
slutty.
A good run. She had a good
you
run.
Nice
she was
fun?
A whore in New York.
Well, that's oh. what my point is.
Listen, Lancaster County,
my
Pennsylvania.
Point, getting back to my point. Getting back to my point, she's a chlamydia ridden whore.
In Lancaster,
you have no idea. I was in my 20s.
Okay, you need to stop talking at the same
Amish.
Time. Okay, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
You sound like Anderson Cooper just sounded
chlamydia.
A few minutes ago.
Chlamydia, go ahead.
Why don't you cut her off? Because she's answering the fucking question.
Wrong.
I'm like Larry King. Chlamydia.
Wrong.
Go ahead. All right.
Who
go
says?
Ahead.
Says who?
Says, the poll, some of, all of them.
Okay, can I just say, you know what I feel like? Larry King tonight, Michael Jackson died, and he had Liza Minnelli and Quincy Jones on, and Liza was like losing her shit like Liza does. She's like, oh Eric, honey, it was never true. He was never a pedophile. That was, oh, and honey. And she's like, Liza, shut up. Let Quincy talk. It was fantastic.
What did Quincy sound like?
I don't remember. Just,
that
one
out
trying,
of
he was like, I
was
just wanted
no
to
one
say.
Remembers. No one does. Well, who does a Quincy Jones impression? A lot of people
I know,
do a Liza
you could
Minnelli
totally
impression.
Do it. We would go, sounds just like him.
It does.
Right. Well, the best Larry King sentence ever, though, he goes, Dame Elizabeth Taylor tweets. I just thought that was fucking awesome. Like, who says that? It's like, Liza, what do you think? And Liza was just, you know, just losing it. It's like, in that Liza way. She was just like, she was like on satellite from London or something. Just, oh, Larry. Oh, honey. She called him honey every single thing. Oh, honey.
God.
Your Liza's was... pretty good. It's like drag
it is
queen good.
Really good. It's like let's Liza do an impression of a drag queen do an impression of Eliza.
Yep.
Like, that's not the best.
Why
Liza.
Am I adding letters to things? It's the
you're
tequila.
Hopped up on tequila and fresh oranges from my orchard.
This is why I'm glad you have me on at 8 a.m. because otherwise this would be fucking a mess.
Can we get you a drink, Suzanne? What would you like?
I'll drink what she's drinking.
Do you want me to go do it?
No. Sean, can you do it? No, you got to do it. Isn't there anybody?
It's going to take me 5 seconds.
Huh?
It's going to take me 5 seconds.
Yeah,
right, you
what's
go
with
ahead.
Those dogs if they can't make it?
You can talk about how wonderful I am and how cute my butt looks in these jeans.
Wait, okay. Let's watch her walk out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, she's right. Those are good jeans.
Yeah, this is good
just
for her.
Saying.
Yeah, that's good. Hi, honey.
How you doing?
I'm sorry. I only talk bad about you behind your back. Now that you're here, I love you.
No, I'm really sorry that I was late. I was in there.
You live in West Hollywood, which is like a minute away.
I didn't know what time to be here.
Oh, all right.
I thought it was going to be 5 o'clock.
All right.
Then I jumped out of the shower and I'm all texting Yanira and Sean and they're like, no, it's at 4. And I'm all
you're
like,
late, you fucker.
What? And then I.
Oh. Well.
So
that was the first thing you saw to put on?
Wait, yes.
You got a lesbian's RS?
No, because I put it out of the laundry. I'm
right.
not kidding. And I tried to iron it.
Like this
I'm
was
not,
on sale at Home Depot when I'm
I
wearing
was,
it.
I got this at Bloomingdale's. I would just like to.
I just like to say. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bring
it's
it
like
out.
Lesbian chic.
I got it at Bloomingdale's.
I apologize.
For real. Right,
this is my new executive
sure,
producer,
sale.
Vanessa Rambles. What do you think about that? That's her actual name.
Vanessa Rambles.
She comes from PBS. Rumbles. PBS. Yeah. Tavis Smiley. Yeah. Very highbrow shit.
I know. I like when I saw your thing. I like all read about you. What's all? What's like? Are you smart pants too?
Yeah.
To do the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Oh, I enjoy that.
Me too. Oh, my God. Let's be nerds.
Yay. I have a crossword puzzles book, which is pretty dorky, which is why I'm saying, oh, my God.
Hey.
I don't know if you know that I was drinking tequila on the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, it's gonna be a long happy hour.
It's going to be a really fun happy hour.
Can it be longer than an hour?
Sure.
If you had been on
hey, listen, we got people coming. It's debate night, everybody.
There's a party happening.
When we're recording this, it's debate night.
Okay.
You were both Hillary girls. This is going to, we're recording before
says
the
who?
Debate.
Wrong.
The polls.
Of course I am.
Some of them. All of them.
Being a nerd.
Says who?
All of them.
They had a Hillary rally in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Really?
And it was pretty funny because everybody was getting up and going, vote for Hillary in a town called Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is the Cape, which is
right.
the gayest town in
right.
the United States, which is Women's Week. So there's like 400 lesbians standing there.
And a shockingly high testosterone level.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And everybody just, you know, they vote for Hillary.
And there was no one protesting.
Certainly. Yeah. That was our plan.
Like golf applause, tennis applause. Tennis applause.
Are we gonna,
oh, okay.
Yes, of course.
It's kind of hot in the sun, so that's it. We love
right.
you. They're
right.
like, so not it.
Right.
You know, you're like, no, you gotta. No, you don't, because
not,
they're
not
all.
That. You're preaching
talk
to the choir.
Yeah. Totally.
It's smelling landslidey. I'm just saying. I don't want to say. I don't want to get happy.
It's scary. to get happy.
I know. I'm not.
Don't get happy.
I know. As soon as I do, I go, Al Gore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What? I was actually.
Is that your safe word in your lesbian dungeon?
No, oddly enough, it's Tipper.
Really?
That's doesn't
weird.
Seem like it would
that's
be.
Weird. Yeah.
Because it
no,
was.
That,
her,
no, that makes sense.
She's the one that told me to use her name.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
Right. I understand.
You know what? Not important.
No.
She's a lovely woman.
She's like, I don't like the dirty music, but you know what? It's fine. If you need to get the ball gag out of your mouth and whatever the fuck is up your ass, you say Tipper.
Oh, my God. I was in Washington, D.C.
What?
How does that remind you of anything when she says, get the ball gag?
Because I was in Washington, D.C., and I made a joke about Al Gore to Tipper Gore while she was sitting there not knowing that they had already separated. So I made this really funny joke about her husband and how great he was, and everyone was like,
oh.
And I'm like, whoops.
Oh, dang.
At global warming, it sure got fucking hot in here quick.
Cue the trumpet player.
Yeah.
Womp. Sad trumpet.
I love that. You're like, how did that remind you of any story? I'm like, well, because Tipper Gore was actually involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part I was.
All right.
I thought it was the
you
ball
were thinking
gag.
It was a ball
no,
gag.
And
never
I
done
was,
with
and
ball
I went,
gag.
Wow, that just never takes me
have
anywhere immediately.
Have you gotten into the ball gag?
I have not.
Territory? Me
I
either.
Have not.
Oh, yes.
Stephanie Miller?
Not
what?
True.
What? What?
Why is she drinking?
Who's looking at me?
Ball gag.
Mm-hmm.
What? What if no. ball gag you was think... your safe word?
Right. And you're like, no. What?
That would suck.
What?
I know.
What if ball gag was a term when you weren't supposed
did
to talk
say,
about things?
Put the candle back? No, I said.
Put the candle back. No, I did not.
Edwina, back in bowl.
Back in bowl. Back in bowl. You put it back in bowl.
Back in bowl.
Okay. All right. We don't know. Making any fucking sense.
I haven't been here for like weeks. Everything looks so great.
Isn't it fantastic? It's because of the tequila.
Things look like
oh, is that what it is?
Apparently before.
Yeah.
No, I feel like this was over here in a way.
Right. Let's
or something.
Let's get back to your hoary sex life for a minute. Because I remember being
the only reason she has a boring sex life is because she's in a relationship.
Oh. Well, now you do. How long? I forget.
6 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. It's been a good run.
So
like literally just now.
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Congratulations.
I always
fantastic.
Remember it because it's around Martina Navratilova's birthday.
Oh, my God. You're the biggest lesbian that's ever
she's
lived.
Way more
you
lesbian
are the
than
biggest lesbian that has ever lesbianed.
No, but because that's why a lot of comedians who are openly queer right. say that they're a professional lesbian. But let's be real. I'm a professional lesbian.
Have you ever been in Martina's box at Wimbledon?
Not at Wimbledon.
Okay. U.S. Open?
Not.
Did she U.S. Open for you?
Did she U.S. Open?
What?
That
no, was it a Grand
what?
Slam?
Oh, that was...
What?
What sort of... Hmm?
Huh? Been to her house.
What? Oh, I know you have. Don't
peed
name
right
drop.
Next to her.
Oh, you did?
That was like the moment
do
when
you,
I knew our
do you both stand?
Okay. No, isn't that weird? And I
weird.
Remember thinking, gosh, she does.
There's anyone else watching this that doesn't understand.
All right.
Can you...
Dana's, oh, I know. I feel like
I'm breaking the third wall.
Dana beseeches
if anyone can help me right now.
Help me. What's
really
happening?
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like
what? Okay. No. So she's. No. I know you're friends with her. She's. Fantastic.
I am actually. Isn't that weird?
Would fun. She say the same thing?
Would she say the same thing, or would she say, "I do not know her"?
Oh yeah.
I do not right. know.
That wasn't as good as your Liza. You want a minute on that?
Yeah. Because
I
give
feel
me a
like
second.
I feel like you could do that more, a little more Eastern European.
Susanna, would you like to come into my box?
Okay, that was really that was so close, right? Even she has a little bit of a high voice,
right.
And you're always shocked.
Which you wouldn't expect,
right?
Right. Because you expect her to go to my ball, and it's not.
Right.
Yeah. She's like a person.
Right. I understand.
Oh,
okay.
Weird.
All right. So how do we get off on this? Well, I want to know about your good.
I have no,
my,
no way
men.
I'm
going
to get off on this, actually, if we can change the subject. I'm
wait, so you never had a patch with men for real? You
no,
are
I made
star?
Out with them and I was like, oh, I don't
how
feel
far did you
good.
Go?
I don't want to get you sick.
Oh, is that what
how
you used that?
How far did we go? I was in the hot springs with a guy that was behind me and I was like, what the fuck is in my back?
What's
I
up?
Don't, I think I need to move forward.
I'm going to. Okay.
Yeah. And it wasn't in, it was just poking my lower back. And I was like,
wow.
Sure that's his penis. And that's basically what
oh,
happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
okay.
How does one end up in a hot spring with a penis in your
make
back?
It was at band
how
camp.
How old were you?
No, it wasn't.
She's a news producer. She knows that was a good question, right?
It was
that
at was band camp. I was at summer camp in uh-huh. the Jemez. I grew up in
were
New
were you
Mexico.
Really in band camp?
Yes. I played the drums for my entire life.
Drums.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
So it was at Hummingbird Music Camp in the Jemez Mountains in New Mexico.
Okay.
And there was this really sweet guy that I was like, oh, I definitely like him.
Aww.
And then we would sneak out, all the counselors in the counselors in training would sneak out at night, and we'd go up to the hot springs, and then we'd sneak back in before there was a dorm check.
Oh, sure.
How old were you?
15?
I feel like that's the whole like dorkiest sentence I've ever heard.
Before there was a time
and out.
Sneak back in
one time you guys
the
at Hummingbird Band Camp in New Mexico.
He played flute, but I played drums.
I played drums. What did he play?
Oh, I what did Ben play?
What did Ben play? Call in if you remember what Ben played.
In fact, if Ben, no, I shouldn't say his last name.
Not your labia, but Ari. What did he? What did he play?
He didn't.
Wait, did I miss? Did you have sex with guys?
Okay.
Oh my God! Up until like 3 minutes ago.
Jesus. All right, we're on the Bandcamp story. Go ahead.
Why can't I know that?
Okay, we're gonna get to that.
No, the Bandcamp story is over. Go ahead, Stephanie. Answer the question.
No, wait. So that was the closest you ever came? A dick in your back?
Literally
from a tuba player?
Literally. Look, look, look.
A finger?
Oh. Trigger.
Anything near my back?
Sorry.
And I'm like,
stop
oh.
it.
No, I'm sorry. That was mean.
I can't even have a back support in my car.
Really?
Yeah. It feels too much like a dick.
I feel like
I could be totally sitting up straight, but instead I'm leaning over because I can't have a penis in my back.
Why in this night do we recline?
Ma'am, this is literally the finest shiatsu massage chair in the world. I don't know. It feels like a dick in my back. It feels like a dick in my back on Hummingbird Bandcamp.
Argument between Stephanie and Dana.
I bet you there's other people listening that have gone to Hummingbird Music Camp.
Okay, so wait, how old were you?
15.
And he played what instrument?
I don't remember what he did.
Yeah, he put his dick in your back.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
So wait, that's the closest you ever got to making it, making out with a dick in your back?
I wasn't making out with him. No. I was in front of him.
I understand,
but
you said you also kissed him.
Oh yeah, I made
but
out with boys.
Get,
I made out
get
with
to
boys
back.
Through high school. I made out with boys through high school. I thought it was the thing to do.
But that's as far as you ever went. No titty caca. Nothing.
Nothing. No hand job. No blow job.
Really?
Nothing.
Oh my God!
I am a gold star.
Wow, that is
you
fantastic.
And my girl are exactly alike. That freaks me out because I give her shit for it all the time.
And I do not.
Well, that was
I
a
have,
long time
every
ago.
Once in a while. I have curiosities about it, but then I think about like the whole
she never
kissing and touching and the hair and the smell, and I'm like, I just don't think I could do that.
She
again.
Would be right about that though.
Forever,
saboteur.
Because most people would at least be curious, like, what is that in my back? I just gotta turn around and check it out at least. But you were just like.
I was like, take my money.
I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian.
Well, we were skinny dipping too, and I couldn't even be like, take my wallet. I don't have a wallet.
Maybe that was like your Jew instinct. Like, it's okay. I'll just
go.
Okay.
I'm just walking toward the heat.
God.
I'll just go.
God, you're a horrible human being. These are reasons why Stephanie and I have and will never date.
There's so many reasons.
There's so many reasons.
Most of them have to do with the whole my neurosis, but that's not important.
Most of them do have to do with your neurosis. I'm just kidding.
Because I would do that. That's why, Suzanne. Because I would traumatize her.
She would just
stick something
like,
in her back all the time.
And all the time is that funny? Is that funny? Remember that time? Remember that time? I know spinning. I would do it too. Oh, wait. I'm goofy.
No, the reason I tell you guys my secrets is because I know I'm never going to sleep with either of you. That's why I know you can never use them against
you
me.
You know it? You just know it?
Come on, Suzanne.
That is so unfair.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. I think you should at least say, I'm the kind of girl that needs to hear that there's a remote possibility if there was an earthquake but you know what I mean
we
and everybody
alone.
Was stranded on Santa Monica
you
Boulevard,
were
the
last
we were on
woman
the other side.
On earth
this
and
is gonna hurt so
tall
hard.
Girl was already gone for some reason
what if I was on the only thing
I
earthquake
would then masturbate
hit.
For the rest of my life
really
I'm just kidding no Neither I would be us? Happy to sleep with Suzanne and Stephanie at the same time
okay listen I'm a fucking See? Bobcat in the sack I would rock your world
I need that kind of approval
I feel like I just need a tennis need shot from that press
approval you don't have to do anything I just need that kind of approval
oh
you're good
me?
You're good we're
that
so
would be
friend.
Foreplay for me I would like
top.
Stick her with something in the back
bottom.
I would get like a little thing in the back bink and then I'd like she'd be like ah I'm like, oh, you sat in the fart cushion.
Hey, Dana.
The threesome would turn into a twosome really quick. I would leave the room and they'd be giggling and making fart noises.
And I'd be going, did you poke her? Dana. Stephanie, poke her again.
Hi.
Welcome to band camp.
At any point during this podcast, I blink 3 times, I'm being held hostage and I need someone to come get me.
Oh, that's so sad because
it's true.
All right. In the middle of Dana's... Whatever
what
that is, Bandcamp geekery, and your complete whoredom. I'm somewhere in the middle. We've covered this before. I've sucked a mean dick. I do suck a mean dick.
Me too.
I was a Catholic
Are you
girl.
In a gag reflex? It's my tongue scraper gives me a gag reflex. How do you put a phallus in your mouth and be like, I'm just going to juice this?
I hate to say it like this.
I didn't swallow.
But it did. God, really?
No, I just like, I didn't have a washcloth that my roommate Laura would be like,
you
don't
worry at all in any way that when I am looking at you for like backup, are you at least going,
nope.
Oh, I get it. Or are you going, oh, I wish she was dead. She's a horrible human.
No, this is fabulous.
Oh God.
Okay. So my roommate Laura would be like, was Mike here? The washcloth is next to the bed. I'm like, right. Cause I can't, I'm not buying the protein story. I'm not swallowing, but I'm, you know, cause I'm Catholic. I was not going to go all the way.
I took 2 boys' virginities And it was so cool because I was like badass porn queen.
Right.
And they were like, this is really happening. And I'm going, you know, look into the camera. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm like, cause I'm like, I love, I thought that was the most coolest thing ever. Wow. I was like,
never you're like a fucking dude Suzanne almost
straight in the face.
Well, you know what's really funny? How incredibly aggressive and top and butch I was with men.
Was?
With men.
Oh. With men.
With men.
Yeah.
What do you
with
like with women?
I'm a giant girl.
Got him.
Yeah.
You're really?
Yeah, I'm a total bottom. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I'm wow.
Like, well, she also
don't
dates
make me get up
fairly,
here.
I don't, not masculine in any way, but a masculine
no, but
energy
girl,
women.
Girls who are butchy, they get it. They're cool with it.
Yeah. Wow.
I like
fine
it.
With that.
This is, you know, I'm trying to wrap my whole mind around this, Vanessa.
I
don't know.
It somehow sounds like we're teaching Stephanie about lesbianism.
I know, right?
No,
isn't
I don't get out
my
much.
Age? Shouldn't she know these things?
I don't get out much.
Sure,
I don't leave
age,
my house.
Is she also gay?
I've never been in the lesbian world.
Are you like new gay? One of those
no.
girls who went a long time, put the kids, finally put the kids in school and then went, oh, all right, you know what? I'm going to be gay.
I don't have any children
what
that
the
I
hell?
Know of. I don't. I could. I'm not. Right. I'm almost certain I don't, though.
Isn't, no, wait, there's a comedian who has that brand joke. Remember, she, I have no.
Who?
Elaine Boozler, I think,
Boozler
did that.
Has it, I think.
Oh. I don't have any kids that I know of. But she
I
did that in the 80s.
I didn't steal that.
No, I just wanted, you want to say.
There's a good chance
brilliant.
That was probably recreated at some point. It's not plagiarism.
No.
All
yeah.
of us are very fun.
Yes.
Well, how
what?
Old were you when you lost your virginity to a man during intercourse?
Oh, my God. Don't, like, lean in like that.
During fucking intercourse. How old were you?
Gladys Kravitz. What?
How old were you when you lost your virginity to a man
I didn't.
During intercourse?
I didn't. Oh, God. We have to go over this again, Vanessa.
Yes. Well, yes. Vanessa's first time, so.
I never had, winky, 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 I did everything but.
I don't know if I believe that.
That's true.
I feel like she wouldn't admit that if it weren't true, because it's pretty lame.
It's.
Like, really? Oh, no. Oh, me either. Jesus. That, I didn't know that. I thought, oh, okay. So I guess
listen,
I was a whore.
Liz Horry McCorrison.
I know. I didn't
no,
realize.
I, my mom and my sister both were virgins when they got married. I was raised Catholic. I thought I was going to be too. Just saying.
Sure, that explains
I had a lot of dry humping.
No, that totally explains it.
I did a
it.
Lot of dry humping to Brit songs in high school.
To Brit what? Songs?
Yes.
British.
Bread.
Can I just say
bread.
I'm very orgasmic. I'm very orgasmic. All I need is a little, you know, little nippy, nippy,
you.
Little nippy, nippy, touchy, touchy.
That's rubby. All you need to get off?
Rubby, rubby, rubby.
Yeah.
Wow. We could make I came to every single girl. Bread song, even like the really B-sides.
I just so you know, I don't know what the fuck Bread song is.
And Aubrey was
I fall right in between these, you and I.
I would give everything I own.
Is that really?
Give up my life. My heart, my home.
Oh, that's divorce.
Oh, rubby, rubby in my blue corduroys. Ah, Damien. My high school boyfriend's name was Damien. I'm not kidding.
Do you know
my
this?
High school boyfriend's
because
name
I
was
talk
Damien.
About it on my show, and I what? Just I had a one-year relationship with a 41-year-old married man who lived across the street from me when I was 14.
Oh, again, yes. my whore exhibit.
Well,
Z,
wait,
exhibit
or someone
crime.
Took advantage of, or crime.
So relationship or crime. And this is what I say, and this is true. You know, we didn't have SVU back then, okay?
Did you mean?
No, I meant STD. SVU.
Do you mean STDs?
No, nope, I meant
sorry.
SVU.
Sorry.
I meant no I one? Needed Mariska Hargitay kicking the door in and going, girl, you're being used.
Or
girl.
That guy that's like, sir, why don't you come sit down? Would you like some ice
Hansen,
tea?
Oh, Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen. All right. Yep, he needs to come in. And you know what? Why don't you just sit down
why
for a minute?
Sit?
We
would
just want
like
to talk
ice
to
ice
you
tea?
For a second.
Would you like some iced tea?
Take a seat over here.
Oh. Yeah. He's like, but I, what, no, but that
right.
box.
No, you know what?
No,
I see
the
her picture. She
mine.
Looked like she was like 22. She totally did.
Yeah.
I know she said right. she was 12.
Yeah. All right. Let me just review. I did I mention I give a mean blowjob? I actually have boyfriends in the. Oh, he's here.
That's
oh,
actually.
Oh my
the,
God. That's the guy who you gave a blowjob to. That's
fact.
So weird.
I'm telling you, they never leave once.
Once there.
Oh, I'm saying.
Jesus.
It's our pizza already. Oh, he's early.
Why
are they always fucking early?
They always come early. It's a guy, right? It's
guys.
A guy delivering. They always come early.
I need to talk to you after.
Not that I would
just
know.
Sure
apparently
that
you guys would.
This has devolved into chaos.
No.
Okay. My point is.
Compared to them, apparently I am.
No, I had boyfriends and even saw a dick into the, let me think, 80s?
Yeah.
80, something like that. Yeah.
You were just blue-balling people for 30
right.
years.
No, the couple of boyfriends I had thought they wanted to marry me. They were there. It actually was hot to them that I was, you know,
oh,
not putting out yet. But,
old now for
but
a hero.
Right?
I can't believe it.
I was a little confused back then.
Well.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Right.
Gay.
But you know what? Now I feel like I'm now I feel like I'm going
to
blow
talk with your mouth full.
I'm going to blow the pizza guy now, just because I feel like
just
now
because
that just for his tip
because you don't have a partner right now, and that is so the thing to do.
Right, just the tip.
Oh, look, Sean has just,
now
tip.
You can't.
You can play just the tip with the pizza boy. Just the tip.
Just to see.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Oh,
wait,
oh, you mean to sign something? Okay.
You can't say that about me. I wasn't a tease.
You know what? Tease.
Like ever.
No, you guys are costing me money now because you're here and I can't give him a blowjob. I have to give him money for a tip.
Oh, wait, I have $20 in my pocket.
I know.
However, I'm going to want a blowjob because you bragged about it.
I'll give you one.
I'm going to want to see a little something if I could.
All right. Where's the girlfriend? What's happening? Okay.
I like to try to pretend that I could be super cool. I was slutty.
Were you?
Yeah, because I listen to you guys. I need to hang around straight girls a little bit and realize that I was normal.
Right. See, I never slept around. Girl. When I'm single, I was a kissing bandit. That's all I did.
Oh, I dig that.
I love kissing.
I love kissing.
I love that too. Me too.
Even just, I mean, it's just like an extension of I'm having a really great fucking time with you. I don't necessarily want to go to bed with you, but we just probably make out.
Yeah. Peace out. I completely agree.
Yeah.
I understand. I think this is going to be a hell of an after party. I don't know. This has been the best
foreplay
ever.
As soon as we're not
filming
anymore, it's going to be like kissing bandit shit in here. It's going
to
be
Vanessa,
nuts.
It's time to introduce you to the audience. Tell us
a little something about yourself, Vanessa.
Tell us your story. What's your relationship history? You're 31.
Yes. Very selective, very picky on who I date.
Good. Yeah.
Well, as you should be, because you're fucking smoking.
I tend to date older men.
Oh. How much older are we talking? Do they still have their teeth?
Oh, but all of us are being real protective real quick, so...
Right. I know, everybody, did you see that? We all went...
What? How much older? Mm-hmm.
What do we have to do? Because we'll kill him.
When I was 19, I dated somebody who was 46.
Oh, what? All right.
That's not bad.
Now that I'm maternal, I'm going to be
yes,
checking this
shit. Yes, it is. You just don't know it yet. It's okay. I'll talk to you after the show.
Stop talking that was creepy like that.
Oh, I thought that was my, like, Olivia Benson SVU.
No, stop
no,
it.
No, not at all.
No,
okay.
More of like,
get in the van. You like older men? Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
Okay, but is there a thing where because you look like you're in grade school that it might be a little weird?
Yep.
Like they're not for you for that. Like just yeah.
It throws some men off, but some people enjoy it when they say they enjoy it. That's when I know. Okay, it's like a fetish thing.
Oh, all right.
But if it's like, oh, your personality, your heart, which I'm hoping that's what they're saying is true.
Right.
Then it's
right.
You know.
Are you?
I'm trying to justify this.
So
yeah, I can
so
totally see your personality. When I walked in this morning, I was like, "Look at that personality and heart."
I accidentally rubbed up against your personality when I gave her.
Almost not accidentally, you fucking whore.
I have never been a whore.
With buttons, not even buttons. Oh, hopefully, they would
could
just come out.
Could I talk to my producer, please?
Yes.
Would you want to get married? Kids? What?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Aww.
Oh well, that's never gonna happen. You're gonna die here in the basement with me. It's changing my bathwater. But
okay.
If you need help escaping, just let me know. This could turn into an Ohio
really,
situation.
Really, because it's gone so well for her. She got out.
It's only been a year and a half, which is like
this
the fourth longest relationship I've had with a female.
This could be Shawshank Redemption. Just like, can you get me
why
some
the
tools?
Jewish reference? Why do you have to do the Jewish reference?
I'm sorry.
Every time.
Shawshank Redemption is Jewish?
I didn't know that was Jewish. What? It's like written by Stephen King. I don't understand what's Jewish about it.
God, Jews are so oversensitive.
I got the confused with Schindler's
Jews in
List.
Prison?
I can hear
Schindler's List.
I can hear.
Oh,
so I got confused with Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah,
that's totally different.
Wow, those are such different films.
It's the tequila. Anyone that's watching this is going to be like, what happens to Goldberg after 9
Remember that time?
There's not one Jew
list.
In Shawshank Redemption.
There's a lot of Jews. They're all behind the camera.
On the roof. I'm like, what?
No, that's Fiddler on the Roof. What the fuck are
you know
guys
what?
Talking
matter.
About?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just going to behave.
All right.
I feel like you should. I show every night for the last 13 nights.
Are you complaining? You're a working comedian.
No. It's
that's
a wonderful
fantastic.
Thing. What I mean is, I'm in that like
mode.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Right. Shecky here. Right. You know, kind of like.
You are lesbian Shecky. That's you. All right, Vanessa, let's go back
There's
to you.
A goal.
So what have you long with longest relationship or have you just gotten out of one? What's the deal?
I've been single for 2 years.
Oh, my
Waste.
God. Oh, my God. Now the guys calling are going to be. She's going to bring all the boys to the yard and I'm going to have to fucking shoot them.
Yeah.
Dana and I will be sitting out there drinking tequila with a shotgun. Are you here for Vanessa? We're going to get the fuck out.
I'm going to have milk.
How old are you? 25? You're too young? Keep it moving. Go on. Go on.
And I believe in online dating. I think
Yeah. All right.
Dig it.
Well, maybe
you
can hook
me
up.
46-year-olds on online dating? Is there an AARP site?
No, she knew Chris Hansen's name right away from Dateline. She knows what she's doing.
No,
she
I'm smart. Kidding. Leave her alone. She's incredibly smart. I love how I said one thing and both of you guys were like, leave her alone, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
What's wrong with you?
Fucking bully.
You're like a bully. In the
God.
Stop thinking like me, Stephanie. I can't.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
All right. I think you'll find the perfect guy when you're ready.
Right.
I'm glad your standards are high. I think mine should be higher sometimes.
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah. I know the online. Actually, I had a friend do it for me once. Like, she was like my pimp. She didn't even put my name or picture on there. She just was.
I'm asking for a friend.
Still, yeah, it still was a fucking nightmare. It was
she didn't put your picture?
No. She did. I don't know. She's like, don't ask me.
They should.
I didn't.
Stephanie,
you know.
You're a pretty, pretty girl. You
so she was. She was like trying to screen people for me, and it still was a fucking nightmare. It was, Yeah. I mean, I just had like 3 dates, and it's really, really bad. They don't look anything like their pictures, and then they're,
You need to get on Tinder so I can swipe for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Because I feel like I would be a very good judge of character. I feel
would
like
you?
Sometimes you have some blinders.
Like Yelp.
You think so?
Maybe some blind spots.
You mean like the whole, I don't know, bicoastal, bipolar, bisexual thing?
A friend of mine's like, I should just Tinder across the United States. Because if you sign on to the app and you're in a different city, the people in where you live, like LA, don't know that you're on it. Because I don't want to be on it.
Oh,
but it would be fun to have dates while I go, you know, in other places.
Right. Okay.
Or Europe.
I think, you know what? I feel like just like by having contact with Suzanne Westenhofer, you've gotten like 40% horrier.
STD?
Oh, just what? Just 40% horrier. Just in this, you know what I'm saying? Just, it's like a contact high.
I'm making it
just touching
right
her.
She's totally rubbing my beard.
Stop it. Stop it. She just shaved.
I'm putting sluttiness all over her.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to smell it too. And they're going to be like, she is.
No, you're
available?
Not even
going
to. You're going to go to Ralph's after
and an
this
animal
to just pick up some groceries.
All right.
People are just going to be like rubbing up and going, hey, can I help you with your eggs?
Be like,
all right.
That was
you
really
sure
funny.
You want skim milk?
Can I help you with your eggs? Come on.
Hey,
hilarious.
You guys, what do you say? We have more tequila. Gone. We start beating the shit out of that Trump pinata.
Yeah.
Get ready for the debate. Ask Vanessa some more uncomfortable personal questions. Right?
Yeah.
Where are you born and raised, Vanessa?
San Bernardino, California.
Okay.
San Berdu. Everybody.
I like it. San Berdu.
All right. Whatever.
Would have thought
all right.
Of
leave her alone now. Okay. Just leave her alone. You're lucky she even performs for you. Okay. What other lesbianic related place are you going that we could promote?
I need your help with something.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I'm going to be in, we're both doing martinis, but different times coming up, aren't we? Down in San Diego?
No, I haven't booked martinis
yet. Okay, never mind.
Yet.
But, well,
we're both doing New Hope, which is
we're
why
doing
we're
New Hope. But I'm on,
that.
I'm at a different, you're at.
This is the worst plug fest
okay,
ever.
Go ahead, Suzanne. Don't worry about my schedule. What do you do?
No. I'm doing martinis down in San Diego.
Okay.
I'm doing something in Vegas on Saturday for Pride. You know, just go to SuzanneW.com. Or join me on Twitter because I tweet like a mofo.
Like a mofo.
Cool. Can I see your tits later?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, what I meant to say was. Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was no. Oh. Not immediately.
Like, no. This Saturday I will be in San Francisco for the Human Rights Campaign Gala, and then I will be heading to D.C. for something called Chefs for Equality, which you would love. It's a foodie event at the Ritz-Carlton on Wednesday night.
Fantastic.
100 of the best chefs in D.C. and 20 mixologists.
So you eat something other than pussy?
Yes. I do, although pussy
is it
kosher.
Like Elizabeth Faulkner and all that? Or is it
sometimes
not?
They have some of them.
Is it like some people?
And then two nights later, I will be in New Hope at the Raz Room. So if you're New Hope, PA, go to my show, One Night Only, October 28th.
Fantastic.
And tickets are on sale.
All right, then.
Oh, and you can follow me on the Twitter.
Yes.
My mother
we're both
say.
On the Twitter.
At DG Comedy.
We're both on Facebook. I'm sorry, DG Comedy.
Suzanne?
DG Comedy.
At DG Comedy.
You're pretty. Now can I see your tits? Come on. Show the audience. They're nice. Here we go, everybody.
I'm just going to do a little baby
one. Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Hold her down.
All right.
Okay,
all
by the way, I was on Howard Stern's show twice. That never happened.
Yeah, well, because you know what? I'm better at that shit.
For real.
thank
true
you.
Story.
This has been Les Belouza Happy Hour. Dana Goldberg, Suzanne Westenhofer, equally fascinating carpet munchers, and I love you both.
I love you, Steffi.
So much. And
wait, are we allowed to call her Steffi?
Oh, what? I just did.
Yes.
That's sort of adorable.
Yeah. All right. Raise your glass. Raise your glass, you put liquors. I love you.
Just call it, Ray. Right to the house. Baby girl.